The Body of Christopher Creed, Disc 2.
Chapter 4. On Monday, the third period honors chemistry teacher was sick, and there was no substitute. That meant Alex and I could go to the cafeteria and stay there right through fourth period lunch. Leandra had third period lunch, so we could hang with her. Life was good. Until I saw Mrs. Creed. She was in school hanging these missing posters on all the bulletin boards and taping them to walls in all the corridors. We caught sight of her taping one on the wall just outside of the cafeteria. She was pressing the paper against the wall so hard it was turning her fingers purple. Then she stood up and smacked her fingers against her legs, like to get the blood flowing again. The poster had a picture of Chris, scanned from the freshman yearbook, plus all this information like day last seen on it. It also had height, 5 feet 8 inches, weight, 135, hair color, blonde, eye color, brown. "Hey, Tori." I heard a girl's voice and felt a slight tug on my varsity sweater. I turned, and Allie McDermott was standing behind me, grinning all friendly. Allie had been a friend of ours since kindergarten. She lived on Creed Street. The year before, she had started to drift a little, didn't hang out with us as much. All I knew was that she didn't show up at as many parties, and at dances, she would hang with us for about 10 minutes and then circle around and talk to lots of other people. I guess that was okay, except rumor had it that Allie was, as the saying goes, passing through high school on her back. A lot of the guys on the football team claim to have been with her. It gets a little harder being around a girl like that once you have a girlfriend, and I hadn't hung out with her much since the spring when I started going out with Leandra. "Hey," I said. "No chemistry. Cool, huh?" "Yeah, cool." I watched Alex wave to Renee Bowen ahead of us and move up to walk with her. I sighed, thinking, there goes another band practice tonight. Renee was Ryan's sister and Leandra's best friend. About 3 weeks earlier, she had started getting Alex to hang out in front of the Wawa with her at night, and he would just not show for band practice. I had gone out with Renee in 8th grade, and we stayed friends afterward, but at this point, she was starting to bug me. I sighed again and turned my thoughts to Allie. I wanted to ask her if she knew anything about Creed, but didn't want to sound like a gossip hag. I didn't remember ever hearing her say too much awful stuff about Chris growing up, though she could roll her eyes a lot. Allie was nice like that.